Today's scripture reading is from John chapter 1, verses 1 through 14. We will read this responsibly, first in English, then in Cantonese.
今天的经文是约翰福音第一章1至14节，我们用启言方式来读，使用英文读，用中文读出。
Verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. He came as a witness to bear witness. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. He came as a witness to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He came to his own, as his own people did not receive him. Who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God.
《约翰福音》第一章1至14节，我们用启言方式来读。太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。万物是藉着他做的，凡被造的，没有一样不是藉他做的。光照在黑暗里，黑暗却不接受光。 这人来为要作见证，就是为光作见证，叫众人因他可以信。那光是真光，照亮一切身在世上的人。他倒自己的地方，自己的人倒不接待他。 这等人不是从血气生的，不是从情欲生的，也不是从人意生的，而是从神生的。中间充充满满的有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，就是父独生子的荣光。May
God bless the readers and hearers of his word.
愿祝福读的和听他话语的人。
Today's sermon is given by Reverend Wilson Chang. The title is The Powerful Meaning of Christmas.
我前目先我是正道，题目是圣诞节的强大意义。
If you're familiar with the Gospels, you'll know the beginning of Matthew and the beginning of Luke tell us about the facts of Christmas.
如果你熟悉圣经的时候，你当你睇个马太福音嘅前边同埋一个路加福音嘅前章，你都可以知道其实呢个关于真实嘅真实嘅事件。
In those gospel accounts, you'll recall, it tells you what happened.
而喺嗰度嘅章节系讲到话俾你知，就圣诞节系发生咗咩事。
They tell you about the shepherds, angels, a baby in a manger, and all of that.
裡面當中的故事講到就話裡面有一個牧羊人，有天使，有一個BB在一個馬槽一個降生。But
did you notice as we read John 1 together that John doesn't mention any of those things?
但剛才你所讀的約翰福音第一章的時候，你沒有看到任何關於剛才所講的說話。
And the reason that's so is John is concentrating on what all those things mean.
因为其实约翰福音第一章，约翰就系想究竟佢讲到佢想要讲嘅意义系乜嘢咧？
He's not focusing on what happened at Christmas.
他所讲的不是说在圣诞节当中发生了什么事。
His emphasis is what Christmas means.
而一项的他所讲就是说究竟圣诞节的意义是什么。
And if you don't mind, I gotta go back there.
Get back.
Dean, if you don't mind, or whoever's, Caleb, sorry. If you could shine up verse 14 again, because that's the focal point of the passage.
而今天我们所看的重点就是在第十四节。
As you can see there, in the English Standard Version, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us. We're going to look at dwelt, which is a very significant word a little later. And we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth.
就是说一个道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，就是父独生子的荣光。
So I hope you consider with me as we look together at how powerful the meaning of Christmas is.
所以今天早上我想大家一起去看一下，究竟这个圣诞节的意义是多么的重要。
First, we're told at the beginning and the end of the passage that Jesus is the Word of God.
就是说由刚才所看的说话，就是说由头到尾，他讲就是说耶稣基督就是说这个神的道。
Now you and I know a person's word is the clearest and ultimate revelation of who you are.
大家都知道，就话我哋所讲嘅说话系能够即系表明到究竟我哋系边一位。
Here's a simple example. If you observe and study someone, you can make inferences about that person.
比如例子，譬如说我们去研究一个人，或者我们去看一个人，我们会推断一些东西。
You might notice she drinks tea, and sometimes she drinks coffee.
我看一个人的时候，看到说，这个人呢，他有时是喝咖啡，有时是喝茶。
Right? You see her drink tea, and you see her drink coffee.
你看到他有时是喝茶，有时是喝咖啡。
Now she's going to come over to chat with you next week.
咁咧，佢下个礼拜咧，可能咧，嗰人咧，你就同佢一齐倾偈。
And you say to yourself, I've observed person X drinks coffee and tea.
咁咧，就喺度推断就睇啦。诶，根据我嘅观察咧，呢个人咧就有饮茶又有饮咖啡嘅。
So what do I do?
咁如果佢嚟嘅时候咧，我应该用有咩招呼佢咧？
You know she's going to come over next week. What do I serve?
咁佢哋下个礼拜就嚟啦。究竟我应该准备啲咩嘢俾佢咧
？You call her up. You ask.
咁你点咧？ 你可以打电话俾佢问下佢，咦，你究竟中意饮乜嘢嘅咧？
You say, Jane, do you like tea and coffee?
咁如果你嘅时候，你可以打电话俾佢，话阿 Jane， 究竟你中意饮咖啡定系饮茶嘅咧？
And she says, No, I only drink coffee if I have to. I prefer tea.
咁其实阿 Jane 同佢讲就话，其实咧我只系有需要嘅时候我先饮咖啡嘅啫，平时我系饮茶嘅。
Do you get the illustration?
大家明唔明白呢个意思咧？
Now you know. You absolutely know her preference because her word reveals that to you.
因为咧，所以第一意思就系话，佢同你讲咗啦，你听到从佢嘅话语知道，咁佢系边一位，佢中意系乜嘢。
Her word reveals that better than as you observed her actions.
佢讲嘅说话系好过你自己去观察去睇。
You have to make inferences when you observe some actions, right?
咁我平时我哋去睇嘅时候，我哋用我哋观察去推断一啲嘅嘢。
And you can't really know what is up, what is going on.
你透过你嘅观察同埋推断系唔系一百分之一百系啱。
You have to ask for a verbal response.
你系需要咧去问嗰个人，嗰个人咧系用话语去回答你，你先至能够真正去肯定到嗰个答案。
To be sure. What the person wants, right?
咁人哋同你讲，你先可以肯定到究竟嗰个人系真系中意乜嘢。
Observations are helpful, but are not conclusive.
我哋去观察、去睇、去推断系好，但系咧冇比人哋嘅说话更加清楚。
If you're just basing on observations, you're going to have to speculate and infer.
咁我哋咧只系观察咧，我哋只可以推断。
Here's another example to just bring home the point. Suppose you commute. You're commuting to work.
我给你一个例子，譬如说你平时去翻工。
And you have the same routine. 5 days a week, you take the same bus, the same subway at the same time.
你翻工就说每日呢，你就用同一条路嘅，你搭同一班车嘅。
And like any routine, you see people have similar routines. You see the same people sometimes, right, in the neighborhood as you go to work.
所以你平时你翻工嘅同一个路程嘅，你嗰个钟数你翻工嘅，咁你可能会见一个同一班嘅人一齐嘅喺嗰度行嗰度等车。
You're waiting at the bus stop. You see the same people.
你惯咗嗰段时间去等车嘅，你会见我嗰一班同一班嘅人。
Now you can infer a lot of things as you observe them, how they dress, their facial expressions, what they're reading.
你可以观察到你同一班你等车嘅人，佢点着嘅衫，去睇啲咩嘢，去做啲咩，你就可以估观察，去推断一啲嘅嘢。
But with that being said, can you say you know them?
但系话当你咁样观察，你每日去睇到佢哋嘅时候，你可唔可以讲话你认识佢哋咧？
Have you met him or her?
究竟其实你系咪同佢真系有一个沟通咧？
If you've never spoken to me, I would say no, absolutely not.
所以话其实若然你系冇同嗰个人真正有沟通嘅时候，你其实唔系真系认识嗰个人。
If a person has never spoken to you, you don't think you've never really met them, right?
所以话除非你真系同嗰个人有倾过偈、有说话嘅时候，你先至系真正嘅同嗰个人有沟通、有关系。
A slide two, please, Tina. Caleb. Why? Your words are the ultimate and clearest expression of who you are.
所以你讲嘅说话嘅沟通当中，嚟先能够真正表达到你系边一位。
Do you understand?
大家明唔明白咧？
You reveal yourself through your words.
一个人系用佢自己嘅说话去表达佢自己系边一位。
And so when it says Jesus the Christ is the Word of God, that's an amazing statement.
所以就话主耶稣基督话佢系一个神嘅道，呢个系好诧异、好惊讶嘅字句。
Because it's saying you can't know the living God except through the person. Jesus the Christ.
所以就话你唔能够，除非你系认识耶稣基督，你唔能够去真系认识佢。
It doesn't mean you can't know anything about God.
唔系话除咗耶稣基督之后，你唔能够去知道有神。
You can infer a few things by observing.
因为透过你嘅观察，其实你可以知道有神嘅存在。
You can learn a lot of things about God.
透过观察，你可以睇到好多你能够认识关于神嘅嘢。
You can even actually believe he's real.
甚至可以你可能能够去相信呢个神系真正嘅存在。
You can do all sorts of things you believe God wants you to do.
你能够去相信神要你做嘅嘢。
But to know him, to really know him. Jesus is the ultimate revelation. You need to meet him.
但若然你真系想去认识神嘅时候，你就一定要经过去认识主耶稣基督。
Why? Because John spells it out for you. Jesus is the Word of God.
因为约翰就好清楚解释俾你知，就系话，因为就系耶稣基督就系呢个神嘅道。
Okay, slide three. One commentator on John puts it this way as he seeks to help us understand John 1.
咁有一个解释家，解经家就去讲呢个约翰福音第一章，佢咁讲。
He says Jesus is the supreme revelation. If we are to know God, neither rationalism nor irrational mysticism will suffice. God chose to make himself known. Finally and ultimately, and here's the key, in a real historical man.
咁有解经家就去讲就话耶稣基督佢自己系一个真正嘅最终嘅去解释去表达佢自己，就算话去认识，就算你想用一个理性嘅或者非理性嘅方法去了解都系唔足够。其实耶稣基督佢自己系亲自嘅去表达佢自己边一位。
And we don't have time today to break all that down. It's a lot there. In fact, in John 1, you can spend probably 6 months in sermons on John 1.
我冇乜时间去完全嘅讲解，其实喺约翰福音第一章嘅时候，可以用6个礼拜去讲解，6个月去讲解呢一段嘅章节。
To spare you, I think one segment today, one segment of that statement.
所以今天的早上我们就看过 一段的章节。
Just one portion of that, and this is the portion I'm going to take. He writes, neither rationalism nor mysticism is the way to find or to know God. It's through Jesus.
所以就说无论你是怎样的方法去认识耶稣基督的时候，认识神的时候，我们其实要需要去透过耶稣基督。
Let me give you an example.
我给个例子你。
Take the rational side.
我们试着用理性方法去了解神。
You know, often you meet people, I meet people, a lot of them say, I want to believe. You know, I want to believe in Christianity, but I need to see the reasons why it's true.
我作為牧師的，我同很多人有傾偈，咁好多人會同我講就話，我係好想去認識、去了解呢個基督教，但我需要去明白點解呢樣嘢係真嘅，基督教係真嘅咧。
And of course, what they're saying to you is, I need some rationality.
其實意思即係話，我需要一個合理嘅理由去解釋俾我知點解基督教係真嘅咧。
They say, Wilson, I want to know the reasons for me to believe like you do in Christianity.
就话好似牧师，我需要一个合理嘅理由，话俾我知点解我需要去相信呢个基督教系真实嘅。
Now, of course, properly understood, there are plenty of reasons to believe Christianity.
咁当然啦，我哋有好多嘅理由去相点解我哋要去相信呢个基督教。
And you can go through the list, point by point by point.
我哋咧可以用好多理由去讲俾佢知。
But if a person goes past that and says,What I really want is a slam dunk, waterproof argument that proves Christianity is true.
但嗰人可能会讲就话，你可以俾好多理由俾我知，但系咧，我只系想一样嘢，我就系只系想一个，你完全冇得拗翻转头嘅理由，话俾我知呢个基督教系真实嘅。
I would say that person is going down the wrong path.
我想话俾你知，其实如果佢咁样去问咧，其实一个错误嘅方法去睇。
And here are two obvious reasons.
有兩個理由，點解咧？
One reason is philosophy 101.
第一個理由就係話好簡單，譬如話我哋去用哲學嘅方向去睇。
If you had the opportunity to go to college, or maybe community college, or just taking a course, philosophy 101, the professor will show you there are no slam dunk, waterproof arguments to prove anything.
所以若然你是有讀過哲學的 最簡單的哲學101的告訴你就是說老師告訴你在哲學的方面去看沒有一樣東西是完全的絕對的你可以 去否定或者去決定的
Because one of the things professor will say to you on the first day There's no way for me to prove that I'm not a butterfly up here Dreaming that I'm a minister
其實呢就譬如說就算古代的哲學我睇到就係話，譬如話莊子，佢講咗個字都話，究竟我係一個人係諗緊我自己係一個蝴蝶啊，定係我自己係一隻蝴蝶諗緊我自己係一個莊子咧
？And do you know why there's no way to prove things like that？
其實係冇一個方法去即係話去講解依樣嘢。
Well, you say, well, I know who I am. I know where I'm standing. I'm right here.
就話我知道我自己係邊一位，因為我企喺度，我喺度講嘢，我知道我自己係邊個。
And professor will tell you, you're using your cognitive faculties to conclude that.
但係一個哲學家會同你講話，因為你用你嘅思想頭腦去諗一樣嘢，你以為自己係企喺度。
And they'll follow up and say to the student, prove your brain, your cognitive faculties work. That what you read.What you see is really out there. Prove it.
但哲學講哲學嘅方法去睇就話，你用你嘅頭腦方法去諗，咁究竟其實你所諗嘅嘢係咪真係真嘅咧
？See, you're assuming the thing you're supposed to be proving.
我哋去諗去假設嘅嘢，我哋需要去證明。
Because you can't really prove much of anything.
但透過我哋自己嘅能力，我哋唔能夠去證明啲咩嘢。
At a certain point, when people say, I want a slam dunk argument, a watertight argument that proves Christianity is true, there's no such thing in anything.
So, if one person wants to say, I want to use a no-argument reason to tell me, is it true that Christianity is true? Actually, we can't say that.
But I would try to further the conversation. If you're a Christian, you ought to further that conversation. You say, why? Why are you doubting?
但如果有人去咁去問嘅時候，話我需要一個無懈可擊嘅理由去解釋嘅時候，我哋會反而去問點解你去懷疑基督教咧？
And you know, the person will get out their list. Oh, I doubt because this, this, and that.
但如果你去咁問嘅時候，嗰人會可能會講我去懷疑，因為咧咁咁咁咁咁。
But you know, as the person is going down their list, they're assuming.Assuming themselves certain beliefs that they don't have themselves, watertight arguments.
Because one person
is wondering, But there are no slam dunk waterproof arguments.
而哲學家就話俾你知，就話冇一個絕對嘅方法能夠去解釋你要相信嘅嘢。
And so you might be scratching your head, why shouldn't we go there?
所以就話點解我哋唔可以咁去諗咧？
Well, I'll tell you why. This text, John chapter 1, is telling us God has spoken rationally.
所以其實當我們看這個聖經的時候，其實神耶穌基督祂自己很合理的、很合理性的去跟我們講的說話。
Okay, verse 1, if you could try in verse 1 again. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. It's such a famous verse, right? You probably haven't memorized. And the Word was God.
在第一章第一節講就說，太初有道，道就是神，道與神同在。這是大家很熟悉的一個章節。
And many of you who have been a Christian for a while, you probably know this. Do you know what the Greek word is that the English word translates word?
他當中所說的道，其實在這個希臘文當中究竟是什麼意思呢？
Anyone?
大家知不知
道
在希臘文當中這個道的意思是什麼呢？
Logos, good.
就是說邏輯或者論理的意思。
And logos, in English, we get the word logic.
就話呢個係一個倫理道理嘅意思。
And so what does it mean to say Jesus is the logic of God?
所以就話意思就話耶穌就係神嘅説話呢個嘅邏輯呢個道理。
Well, it's telling us God has not given us a watertight argument to prove Christianity is true. He has given us a watertight person to know.
神不是说要我们找一个论理一个理由去解释为什么我们需要相信基督教，神是告诉我们，我们给了一个人理去相信为什么我们需要基督教。
Do you see the difference? It's not an abstract argument that John is giving us.
约翰他讲就告诉你，不是说我们有什么要去拗叫要你去相信。
He's giving us in John 1 a watertight person that's compelling, compelling proofThat the God of the Bible is true.
约翰就俾出就话系一个人，我哋需要去相信，而令到我哋知道神嘅呢个嘅奥秘。
It's not anti-rational.
吓，呢个唔系话唔系合理。
To say Jesus Christ is a watertight person and that's the compelling proof we're given, rather than a watertight argument, is to say you have to look for yourself. Look for yourself at the person, Jesus.
所以話我哋話唔係要你去睇咩嘅道理咩嘅理由點解我要去相信基督教，但係約翰就話俾你知，我哋需要係相信去睇，就話依個人，而依個人就係耶穌基督，我哋需要去明白去相信。
Have a good look at the accounts of his life。
我哋需要去睇耶穌基督佢所做嘅工作。
You have to look carefully at his claims。
我哋需要好小心去睇究竟佢所講嘅係咩説話。
Look at his teachings.
我需要睇耶穌基督佢嘅教導。
And then compare his teachings to the way he behaved.
而將佢所講嘅嘢同佢嘅行為去相比，去睇下。
Look at the accounts of the resurrection from the dead that's recorded in the Gospels.
我要睇下佢嘅死同佢嘅復活。
In other words, use your mind.
即係話我哋自己嘅，我需要去用我嘅頭腦去思想。
You have to ask yourself, how does this all fit with life?
我就睇话点，我点样去睇佢生命当中嘅嘢，点样可以融合到我自己嘅生命咧？
How do I explain that?
我点能够去解释呢啲嘢咧？
And if you're willing to do that with an open mind, you will find, in the end, Jesus is a watertight person.
所以若然你是打开你的心去真的去看的时候, 你会真正明白到就是耶稣基督他的生命是真正能够去解决到的问题。
Against whom in the end there can be no argument against.
当你明白耶稣基督的时候, 你就不会需要去看这些所谓的 什么理由要去相信。
And that's because he lived a perfect life. His life towers above all lives. It's inexplicable.
而耶稣基督他活出他的生命是完全的生命, 去给到讲解。
See, that's what it means. You got to take time. You got to think it out. You got to study and read the Word of God. You have to look at it, and you'll find compelling proof that God is giving you right there.
所以我们需要用时间去研究、去研读、去究竟所讲的神的事件。
And John is telling you the compelling proof that Christianity is true is not a watertight argument.
而约翰所讲的就是说, 我们所要相信的理由不是说因为我们可以拗叫了赢什么，而是我们所需要看的是耶稣基督的生命。
Because we human beings know that that's an abstraction, it's an impossibility.
就是说我们要看耶稣基督的生命。
But he is a watertight person.
而耶稣基督他的生命是一个主要的理由，我们为什么要去相信。
But you have to look at Jesus. You have to look at the data of his life. You have to look at the data of his teachings.
所以我们需要去看耶稣基督他自己的生命和他所讲解他的教义。
You have to evaluate. You have to process the claims.
我们需要去看、研读、去明白。
And you do it with your mind, right?
我们就用我们的思想去研读。
Have you done that?
我们大家有没有这么做呢？
Have you really taken that seriously?
我们有没有很认真地去看他的话语呢？
That's where you know that this is true, looking at him, because, as John says, he is the Word of God.
因为约翰就说，因为他就是一个神的道，所以我们需要去看一个人所讲的说话，我们需要去看耶稣基督他所讲的说话。
Do you want to know God?
你是不是想去认识神呢？
Do you want to know God is real?
你是不是想认识神是不是真的呢？
Do you want to know him personally?
你是不是想认识他真心的去认识他呢？
What can only happen through the word, because that's how people work, right? You ask them, do you like tea or coffee? I like tea. Then you know.
所以就若然你想去认识这个神的，你需要认识那个人所讲的说话，就好像我们需要认识那个人究竟他想喝中意喝茶，你喝咖啡，你需要去跟他讲，就要我研究他所讲的说话。
Because you know a person through their word.
因为我们需要去了解另一个人的时候，我们需要了解他的话语。
And John is proclaiming Jesus is the word, the ultimate, clearest revelation of who God is.
所以就讲话，若然我们需要去认识神的时候，我们需要认识神的话语，而神的话语就是说，我们需要去认识耶稣基督。
But as Christians know, Christmas is not just Jesus is the Word.
我们不单止去相信，就是说耶稣基督就是这个神的话语。
Because what is the ultimate point of Christmas?
究竟圣诞节他所讲的意思是什么呢？
He's the Word made flesh.
就是说他就是一个道成肉身。
And what does that mean?
道成肉身的意思是什么呢？
The divine made human.
就是说这个神去降生，他自己成为人。
But it's much more than that. The Word made vulnerable.
意思就是说这个道，这个神他自己去降卑来这个世上。
That means the Word of God made killable.
而他自己的是承受这个可能会被宰杀。
You see, the Word became flesh is means a couple of things.
所以说道成肉身的意思有几样嘢。
And one of them is God has become vulnerable.
其中一样就是说神他自己谦卑降生来到这个世上。
You see, Christmas is so radical, it highlights the fact that only Christianity of all the religions of the world says the divine creator of the world has become human.
有这么多种不同的宗教，就是唯有是基督教讲，就是说这个至高的神他自己的降生来到这个世上，唯有基督教这么讲。
Became vulnerable.
是神他自己的降生来到这个世上。
And when the Lord of the universe came down, he came down knowing, he knew It would cost him his life.
而呢个神就佢自己嘅降卑嚟到世上，而佢自己知道会嚟呢个世界上会系受苦。
But he came because, as John writes, the Word became flesh.
佢只系亲身嘅嚟到，因为点解？因为圣经佢讲就话，佢道成了肉身，道就系耶稣基督。
That's what Christmas means. That's what Christmas means.
呢个就系基督，呢个就系圣诞节嘅意义。
Hebrews 2 draws that out by implication. The idea that the Word became flesh, and we could see that if Caleb, if you could slide up, slide 4 and 5, Hebrews 2, 14, 17, 18. Again, I've only taken first part of 14 and 17. It says there, as you could see, since the children have flesh and blood, he too shared in their humanity. Jumping to 17, for this reason, he had to be made like his brothers in every way, in order that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest. And finally, verse 18, because he himself suffered when he was tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted.
而希伯来书第二章都是讲解到，就是说什么叫道成肉身，就是说他当中讲的，就是说在第十二章第十四节、十七节和十八节讲，就话儿女既同有血肉之体，他也照样亲自成了肉体血肉之体。跟住就去到十七节，所以他凡事该与他弟兄相同，为要在神事上成为慈悲忠信的大祭司，为百姓的罪献上挽回祭。他自己既然被试探而受苦，就能担救被试探的人。
You see how practical that is? If it's true that the God of heaven has become flesh, you know why that's so practical? He understands you. He understands you.
就话其实呢个系好好真实、好合理。就话呢个神系能够去明白你，点解？因为佢自己都系去经历呢啲嘢。
He's been where you've been.
他经历过你已经经历过或者你将会经历过的事。
He knows everything about you.
他明白你所有你身的所有的事。
Let me ask, why is it so often at Christmas, and I think the choir sang this one year, why do we sing at Christmas, for unto us a child is born from Handel's the Messiah? Why do we sing that?
为什么圣诞节当中我们很多时候会唱这个神这个婴孩会降生？
Well, we sing about Isaiah 9:6. Why? Because of the wonderful counselor.
我哋好多时都会去唱以赛亚书嘅第六九九节第六章，讲到关于一个奇妙嘅测试。
Isaiah 9:6, right? For unto us, right? I'd sing it for you, but I'd spare you from the agony, right? For to us a child is born, to us a son is given. Yeah, I see, Jin, you're laughing there. You're laughing too hard there. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
我们很多时候在圣诞节会唱这个诗歌《奇妙的测试》，就是取自于这个以赛亚书第九章第六节，当中讲的就说，因有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他肩膊上，他名称为奇妙测试、全能的神、永在的父、和平的君。
Just take that first name that's mentioned, Wonderful Counselor. Well, have you ever thought about what that means? Why do we sing that at Christmas?
点解就话喺圣诞节当中我哋会唱呢咁嘅诗歌咧？佢一个奇妙嘅测试咧
？Because the people who help you, the best of counselors, the people who come alongside you, are people who have been through.Problem like yours, and have come out victorious at the other end.
咁我生命当中，点解我哋需要去听一啲测试或者系顾问？点解嗰啲顾问最好嘅顾问系乜？系边种嘅顾问？就系佢都系已经经历过你要经历嘅事，而佢系成功去经历嘅。
They're able to get come alongside and talk you through.Get you through it.
这个的成功，这个的顾问，他自己是经历过的事，而去成功的去解决这个方法。
Because they understand, they know they've been through it.
这个顾问，他明白，他知道你要经历的痛苦。
Do you know what this means?
大家明白这个意思呢？
Why Jesus is the wonderful counselor?
點解耶穌基督就係一個咁奇妙嘅測試呢個顧問呢？
It's because the word, as John writes, became flesh.
因為就話佢自己去道成肉身，佢自己嚟到呢個世上。
What is Christmas?
咩叫做聖誕節？
Christmas is saying something no other religion wants to say.
呢個就係話冇其他嘅宗教好似基督教所要講嘅説話。
No other religion dares to say that God, who created, who sustains all things, created the universe, has been on the executioner's table.
因为没有一个宗教去讲就话那个所谓若然是神的时候，他自己会亲身来到这个世上，来到这个受苦，来到这个被宰杀。
Do you know what Jesus experienced?
你大家知不知道其实耶稣基督他所经历的事呢？
First hand, hunger, loneliness,homelessness, grief, rejection, betrayal, torture, injustice.
而耶稣基督他自己去亲身去经历过所有的痛苦，去经历过饥饿、寂寞、无家可归、悲伤、拒绝、背叛、折磨和不公平的对待。
Have you ever been betrayed? So has he.
你有没有试过被人去背叛呢？他有试过。
Are you broke? So was he.
你有没有试过这个的破碎呢？他也有。
Are you lonely? So was he.
你有没有觉得有寂寞呢？他也有。
Are you facing death? So did he.
你有没有觉得你自己去经历过这个死亡的事呢？他有接受过。
You can go to him.That's why he's the wonderful counselor.
因为他都会经历过他你 要经历的事，所以他是一个最好的奇妙的测试。
To go to him, you need to trust him.
但是当你需要去见他的时候，你需要去相信他。
Because you need to go to him with what you have.
因为你要相信他的说话。
And I know some of you skeptics are saying, wait a minute, I've gone to him.I was in trouble. I went to him.
有些人可能会讲就话，我有试过去找他，我有试过去寻求神。
I prayed. I poured out my heart, and he didn't listen.
他说我有试过祈祷，我试过去倾心的同他有个说话祈祷，但他没有回答我。
He denied my prayer. I feel like he abandoned me.
他没有听我的祈祷，我觉得他背叛我。
Don't you understand?The meaning of Christmas?
大家你明唔明白呢个圣诞节嘅意义咧
？God experienced that too.
神亦都有经历过你所要经历嘅事。
What? God knows exactly what it's like to be abandoned, abandoned by God, by all.
耶稣基督佢自己都经历过佢被神有唔听佢嘅说话。
And God knows what it's like to have a big.Big prayer turned down.
佢都自己亲身嘅都有试过，佢嘅祈祷都神天父神都冇听佢说话。
Right, every Christian knows those words Jesus said in the Garden of Gethsemane. Father, if there's some way that the world can be saved without me going to the cross, experiencing infinite agony, please let this cup pass from me.
如果大家去熟悉圣经的时候，当耶稣基督去受死之前，他自己都是去在客色玛利园有祈祷的时间，他祈祷就说有没有方，他跟父神去谈了就说究竟有没有其他方法我不需要去受死呢，最后说将这个杯去在我生命当中离开。
What did his heavenly father say?
但是天父怎么说呢？
No!
他说天父说不可以。
When you're in trouble, struggling with your problems,feeling like God isn't listening and not answering your prayers, don't you realize Jesus, the wonderful counselor, has been there?
所以说当我们去觉得我们好像神没听我们说话的时候，其实耶稣基督他自己都有亲身经历过这样的经验。
You need to understand that because that means you can't just rail and yell at God.
所以我作为基督徒，我们不可以说什么去指责神什么。
You can't just be whining and saying, why are you allowing me to suffer?
所以我们不可以跟神说，为什么你可以让这个受苦在我生命当中呢？
Because he's experienced it himself.
因为他自己，耶稣基督，他自己都有经历过。
He even knows what it's like to be abandoned.
他自己都有经历过被神去 離開。
Have you thought about that?
有沒有想過呢?
You must frame your struggles with the knowledge that the word became flesh.
所以當我們去想我們經歷過的掙扎，我們需要去明白這個道成肉身的意思。
Because you can go to him then with any problem and he knows about it.
所以當我們當中，我們生命當中所有每一個種的問題，我們都可以來到主的面前。
Do you trust him like that?
你能不能夠相信他呢？
Well, the last and most amazing thing that's here is the word became flesh, but what else does John say in that very same verse? And I alluded to it in the introduction, and dwelt among us so that we could see his glory. That word dwelt is very significant.
原來當中在我們看過第一節，第二個第十四節講到話，道成了肉身，住在我們中間，充充滿滿地有恩典有真理。這個住在我們中間的意思是很重要。
You know, it's really remarkable and astounding that John, the writer here, he could have chosen a whole bunch of common words to put there: reside, live, dwell.
咁其實用英文嘅字句當中可以用好多方法去講，究竟依一個嘅道，佢嚟到依個世界上係點樣咧？會唔會話住喺好遠啊，或者係喺我哋旁邊擦身經過咧？但係冇咁講。
He didn't choose any of those words.
他沒有用那些說話去形容耶穌基督。
Again, that's why your translation is limited. It's limited. Because the word literally means tabernacled. He tabernacled among us.
他所說的住在我們中間，其實意思就好像說他做一個帳幕在我們的當中，是住在那裡。
And John is deliberately taking the Greek word that readers of the Old Testament in the Greek translation, the Septuagint, were familiar with.
其實是當時保羅去用那個字，約翰用那個字眼，是當時是一個翻譯版，翻譯本，他用將一個希伯來文譯翻一個希臘文的時候，希臘文當中去講這個的帳幕。
See, that's an important fact to know. The Hebrew Bible in the Old Testament was translated in the first century into Greek.
而當時大家明白就係話，當時就係個舊約係希伯來文去轉譯到呢個嘅希臘文。
See, back then the Jews were scattered, right? Remember?
大家記唔記得咧？當時呢個猶太人佢當時已經係被分開。
And in that region of the world, Koine Greek was the common language that was used for business.
而當時這個希臘文是很普通的，是用在當時的時間的話語。
And John picks the very word from the Septuagint translation for tabernacle.
而當時約翰就用這個字眼就說神的說話住在他們中間，意思就是說他們將即神即將一個帳幕在他們當中。
It's the same word that's used in the Old Testament. Same word that Moses, it was in the story of Moses as he was set up in the wilderness.
大家記得就係嗰陣時摩西佢喺曠野當中，佢有個帳幕，亦都係同一個字眼。
You see, John is making us remember the fact that when Moses was on the mountain and he said, "God, I want to know you." You know, reveal yourself to me, reveal your glory to me.
大家記得就係喺當時摩西佢自己去同神嘅説話嘅時候，佢同摩西同神咁話：我想同你有説話，我想同你有溝通，你可唔可以去表明你自己咧？同神講。
I want to know you. I want intimacy. I want your power. I want to connect. That's what Moses was saying on the mountain.
而當時摩西就喺個山上面就話同神講：我需要同你有一個關係，我需要同你一個傾偈，我想見到你。
He literally says, "Show me your glory. Let me see your face."
他就話：神啊，你求你去將你嘅面去俾我睇，讓我睇到你嘅榮光。
And if you're familiar with that Old Testament passage, you know what God said.
但若然你係熟悉舊舊約嘅時候，你知道當時神嘅説話係乜嘢
？It'll kill you. If I do that, Moses, you're dead.
神同摩西讲就话：若然我将我自己嘅荣光俾你完全睇到嘅时候，你系会死。
Here's what I'll do. Let's build a tabernacle, a great tent, and let that be a dwelling place.
但系神就同摩西讲就话：你可以喺你嘅当中去做一个帐幕，一个会幕，我就会系临到你嘅当中喺嗰度当中。
And in there you'll have the sacrifices and the priests. But I'll dwell in the holy holies behind this veil, this curtain.
而我就將這個至聖所的會擺在這個會幕當中， 你就可以有當中有這個祭司。
Because you can't behold my glory, Moses, it'll kill you.
神就跟摩西說， 因為你不可以直接去看到我的榮光。
You can't touch it. You can't be there.
他說我的榮光是很厲害， 你不能夠去直接去看到， 不能夠去觸摸到。
I'll be in the holy of holies behind the curtain, concealed in the tabernacle.
我就會在一個會幕的之後面， 會是彰顯。
And that's exactly opposite to what John in the New Testament is writing here.
這就是反而是約翰在這個同當中的說話是完全不同。
When Jesus is the tabernacle, we behold the glory of God.
因為就是耶穌基督他自己就是這個帳幕， 我們可以直接去看到他。
It's the same glory Moses could not have.
這就是同一個榮光，就是說摩西他看不到的， 但我們能夠看到。
And here's the significance of that. In general, it means Jesus Christ is the end of religion as we know it.
所以就說耶穌基督就是這個宗教的終點。
Christmas is the end of religion as we know it.
而基督教就是這個宗教的終點。
Imagine a Christian in the first century talking to their pagan neighbor.
你試想想在第一個世紀當中， 外邦人， 一個基督徒跟外邦人有一個說話。
In that region of the world where Jesus was in the first century, it's similar here now because it was a pluralistic society. All religions go.
因為當時的跟現在好像差不多， 有不同的宗教在當時的情況。
And so neighbors talk to neighbors, right? And the pagan neighbor says, Oh, Joe, I hear you're a Christian. That's great.
譬如說一個外邦人會跟一個基督徒聊天，就說， 哎， Joe， 我知道你是基督徒。
Right, a new religion. Tell me, where's your temple?
你所相信的宗教基督教， 究竟你的典喻，你的神殿在哪裡呢？
And the Christian would politely say, Well, we don't have a temple or tabernacle anymore.
基督教會說我沒有這個會幕，我沒有這個神殿。
Jesus is our tabernacle and temple.
因為耶穌基督已經是這個會幕，這個神殿。
Oh, says the pagan neighbor, but where do the priests do their thing? You know, you got to have a place where the priests do their thing.
這個外邦人就會說， 那你沒有地方， 那你的祭司在哪裡呢？
Well, I'm sorry, says the Christian. You know, we don't have priests anymore. Jesus is our priest.
反而這個基督教的弟兄就會說， 我沒有需要這個祭司， 因為耶穌基督已經是一個祭司。
The neighbor's scratching their head, you know, what? Yeah, where did they do their, you know, the sacrifices? You know, you gotta curry favor with the gods, appease them, you know? Where does he do that?
外邦人就說， 你有沒有聖殿，有沒有祭司， 那你哪裡有獻祭呢？
Right, you have to do that thing, right? So that to get their favor, right? They accept you.
你沒有這個獻祭， 你怎麼可以燒些東西去能夠去， 將你的罪得到償還呢？
You know, all those rituals and observances, the rules and regulations, the sacrifices.
有其他的所有的宗教的規條啊， 很多的宗節啊， 我們需要去跟的嘛， 那你們沒有的？
Where do they do all of that?
那你所謂基督教， 你在哪裡要做這些東西啊？
And the Christian would respond, We don't sacrifice anymore. Jesus is our sacrifice.
而作為一個基督徒的， 他會說， 耶穌基督已經是一個最終的犧牲， 他已經是將他自己獻祭。
And the neighbor would say, What kind of religion is that?
那外邦人就說， 哇， 你什麼宗教來的， 這樣的？
And of course the answer is, It's no kind of religion at all.
這就是他就會說， 這就是基督教， 這真正的意義就是這樣。
That's why Christianity is the end of religions. All other religions say, if you do all that stuff, you'll be accepted.
所以說基督教就是這個宗教當中的最終點， 就是其他宗教所說的說話是完全不同。
And only Christianity says, you're accepted in Jesus Christ because of what he has done for you.
所以唯有基督教所說就是說， 你是被神去接受， 是因為耶穌基督所做的一切。
And once you embrace that, then you go follow him and do the things he says to do.
所以话，当你去相信佢嘅时候，你跟随佢所做嘅工作嘅时候，你就会被接受。
That's exactly the opposite of every other religion in the world.
所以基督教所讲嘅说话，同你其他嘅宗教嘅原嘅讲嘅宗教嘅教义系完全唔同。
And all the stuff of religion is gone because Jesus, John 1:14, is the tabernacle.
因为就话耶稣基督佢自己就系道成肉身，佢自己就系呢个道，佢已经将要做嘅嘢，佢已经做咗。
Because Jesus Himself is the end of tabernacles, temples, sacrifices, and all of that.
因为耶稣基督佢自己就已经系呢个嘅帐幕，佢自己系呢个嘅祭司，佢自己已经系呢个嘅献祭，佢自己系牺牲。
So I hope you truly know the meaning of Christmas.
所以希望大家能够去明白究竟呢个基督呢个嘅圣诞节嘅意义。
In general, it's the end of religion as we know it. We don't get a religion, we get a person.
我哋唔系话要去明白咩叫一个嘅季节，而我系需要去明白就系耶稣基督。
And that's John's point. The Word of God. That's what you get.
耶稣基督系咩意思？就系话一个道成肉身，就系一个道。
But there's one more specific thing.
但系仲有一样嘢，大家要希望大家去认识。
About the meaning of Christmas.
认识咩叫基督教，咩叫圣诞节。
And again, it's the end of verse 14. How is it possible that we can behold the glory that Moses couldn't behold?
就一样就睇，我就需要去睇就话，点解摩西佢当时佢睇唔能够去睇到呢个神嘅荣光，但我哋能够咧
？Why wasn't Moses able to see?
点解摩西当时睇唔到神嘅荣光咧
？The glory of God.
因为就神嘅荣光系太犀利。
Why did God have to say it'll kill you, Moses?
点解神话哦，我嘅荣光系太犀利啦，你唔能够去直接睇到我
？Well, I know that's a long story. It's a long story, and I can't unfold that now.
啊，因为嗰度好长去讲，大家可以睇圣经去睇。
But in all seriousness, think about this. Think about an injustice that happened to you.
我都系睇我哋喺我生命当中有嘅不公平嘅事件发生。
I'm not talking about any type, any kind of small evil, a life affecting injustice that was done bad to you.
我哋就要去睇就系话喺我哋生命当中好可能系一个好好重要好发生喺唔公平嘅事发生喺我自己身上。
You know what happens? A big gap.Opens between perpetrator and you, big big gap.
当有咁嘅事件发生，唔公平嘅事件发生嘅时候，喺你自己身上嘅时候，你会觉得你自己同神嘅关系好似将佢分开咗。
And if that perpetrator just says I'm sorry, you know that doesn't close the gap.
甚至虽然嗰个得罪你嘅人，你话嗰个人去同你道歉，但你觉得其实嗰当中嘅关系唔能够拍翻埋一齐。
Because as you and I know, as human beings, injustice and evil is a serious thing.
我大家都知道就系话当中有嘅唔公平、唔好嘅对待系一个好重要喺我生命当中。
Some action has to happen to close the gap.
有一啲事系需要有啲嘢去发生，先至能够将一个人嘅人中间嘅关系先能够去回合。
And you know, because we're complicated people, it's becauseIt's not very obvious what that would be.
我哋人系好麻烦，我哋即系需要有啲嘢去做。
But do you know why you feel that gap when you've been done bad?
点解当我做错一啲事，或者人哋做错一事对你嘅当中嘅时候，点解我哋当中有咁多嘅摩擦，有咁嘅破裂嘅关系咧
？It's because you and I are made in the image of God.
我哋人系人嘅样，神嘅样式去做。
And that's how people made in the image of God experience injustice and evil.
我哋系有神嘅样式去做，我哋会都系经历一啲唔公平嘅对待。
Because it's a serious thing.
因为呢啲唔公平嘅对待、唔公平嘅事件发生喺身上系好紧要。
That's why when you say, "I gotta shake it off, gotta shake it off, gotta shake it off," it won't happen. It will not happen.
我哋可能会用我自己嘅方法、自己嘅能力去试下，我自己去解决呢啲嘅问题。
Something has to happen.
有啲嘢系需要去发生，将呢个关系先至能够联合。
And the gap you and I experience between each other when we harm each other is nothing compared to the infinite gap between the human race and God.
就算我当中人与人之间点样摩擦关系点唔好，都唔能够相比于我哋人同神嘅当中破裂嘅关系。
Because all of us, in here and out there, have done God bad.
我当中我哋所有每一个人，我哋都有得罪过神。
And it's because of what we've done that creation is moaning, as we've learned already in the previous sermons and Romans.
我哋知道学过就话，因为我哋所得罪神，我哋做错事，我哋同神嘅关系有破裂。
There's a gap, big gap now, and that's the reason why God says something has to close that gap.
所以话我哋人与神当中有一个破裂嘅关系，系需要一事去发生，先能够将呢个关系有翻个补合。
That's why Christmas is Christmas. Jesus comes to close the gap.
就话耶稣基督佢自己道成肉身，自己亲身嚟到呢个世上，去将呢个破裂嘅关系去修补。
That's what the tabernacle's pointing to.
呢个就系呢个所圣诞节嘅意义，呢个就系个帐幕去指明嘅意思。
The word became flesh and tabernacled amongst us.
就话佢道成肉身，将呢个嘅会幕。这个当中是住在我们的生命当中。
The tabernacle is a place of sacrifice.
就说他自己去牺牲他自己。
Jesus Christ came to be that sacrifice.
就说耶稣基督他自己去牺牲他自己的生命，为到我们的缘故。
To close that gap between God and humanity.
就将人和神这个破裂的关系重新去修补。
That's why Christmas is so special.
所以圣诞节系对基督徒嚟讲系咁重要。
Because the gap, God's atonement, He's closed the gap for you and me.
因为就话耶稣基督佢所做嘅一切，将呢个赎罪去修补。
Father, I pray.
真系主，我哋去祈祷。
Many here would know the true meaning of Christmas.
让我们去真正去明白究竟这个基督教的意思，
and trust and follow the Lord Jesus.
去相信去跟随这个耶稣基督。
I pray that Christians here would be faithful in proclaiming that message to a world that needs to hear.
所以我们去希望就是我们需要去明白神的话语，去宣讲神的话语。
Despite the pushback,
无论是当中受到多少的挫折当中，
We don't have to be obnoxious.
我哋唔需要话去灰心。
In fact, we mustn't be obnoxious.
我哋唔可以灰心。
We need to be faithful.
我哋需要嘅去忠心嘅去做。
And follow, trust and obey the Lord Jesus Christ.
我就要去需要去忠心去跟随主耶稣基督。
I pray for those who don't believe presently.
我为到当中嘅未相信主耶稣基督成为个人救主嘅弟兄朋友。
That they wouldn't be fooled in asking for a watertight argument.
我哋希望佢哋，你哋都唔可以系去怀疑，我哋需要有乜嘢去争拗先能够去相信。
But they would be willing to do the hard work of looking at the watertight person, Jesus.
而希望嘅你哋能够去将你嘅转捩点去转去，究竟我哋需要其实系揾嘅系一位一个降生嘅耶稣基督。
They would seriously look at the facts, at the evidence.
希望你能够去睇到就系话呢啲嘅真实，就系耶稣基督佢所做嘅一切。
And meet the historical Jesus.
就话去睇耶稣基督佢所做嘅生命，先能够去明白呢个意义。
He will change your life.
耶稣基督能够去改变你嘅生命。
Go.And follow him.
希望大家能够去跟随耶稣基督。
We ask that for his name's sake. Amen.
我咁祈祷奉教主耶稣名字祈求，阿门。